This is channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over. And I'm going to call Ms. Jennings and ask her for some readings on the same thing that Reverend Jennings does on channel 1 over. This is Wednesday the 30th of July, 69. Wednesday the 30th of July, 69.
So we've been taught again.
I've been studying my lesson today.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying my Sunday school lesson and Reverend Williams' eulogy.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. I've been ironing, doing a little housework and cleaning and scrubbing today. Be done too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you find a copy of that?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. In that last stanza, stay in the field until the storm of life is over. There may be a special scene that he has in mind, say, in Revelation, but it seems to me like it's the odds and ends
mm-hmm.
put together.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it and tell me what you think.
Well, hold on a minute. Now, wait just now. What part is it? Reverend is here. What part is it?
That's the very end. But I didn't want to get you mixed up in this, Reverend Jenny.
Well, I'm a little busy, but then my wife asked me to come back here and help, so... I got it to do, you know.
Well, you don't either.
No, I don't mean in that respect.
Well, you've got enough on your mind already.
Yeah, and I'm not well today at all. Very feeble.
Why don't you just let her? I'm just asking a very simple question.
Now?
I'm going to hold to God's hand.
Huh?
The idea of hold to God's hand, he uses that in several places. And you say that's the hymn.
Yeah, that's a song, but I'm trying to see just where it is. I want to go along with you.
But that's just a common idea.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would also be in the hymn.
Yes.
What's the wording of it in the hymn, as you remember it?
Be in the field, and it repeats, stay in the field until the storm of life is over.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Oh, really?
Stay in the field
till
the storm of life is over.
Well, now, some of this then is going to be from the hymns, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, would be.
No.
Mm-hmm. Think of, what's that?
Doing good deeds.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to do good deeds to folk who don't treat you right.
Yes.
But all the good that we do for other people, it'll return to us.
Yes.
In due season.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see. He's got that next one. Just the same
well,
thing?
Well, that's repetition. He doesn't need that again.
Uh-huh.
You see, if I had to revamp this a lot in here, then I'd cut out, because there's no need to keep repeating.
Yeah.
You get the point?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just trying to see how his mind works.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I didn't read that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. That's,
Now, listen, that's
Galatians.
Hold it now. Listen to the word. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap again.
Yeah.
God is not mocked.
Well, now, here's another way of looking at it. Now, he said that he's given his text, you see, I show you a mystery. And then he says it's this is top of the second page. It's a mighty good assurance. See, he goes from the mystery to the crown of life. That's what the mystery is, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, what does that restatement do for it, Reverend Jennings?
Repeat that again.
The bottom of the first page.
Bottom of the first page.
Where he gives his text.
Wait a minute now.
He gives his text.
Yeah.
And then he says the same
verse.
Huh?
The 51st verse.
Yes. And then
behold, I show you a mystery.
Yeah. And then he says the same thing at the top of the second page.
Yeah.
It's a mighty good assurance. There's a crown of life waiting.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Same thing.
I show you a mystery, the hidden things God has for his children. But he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if I had not, you see, it's very hard to say that. It's an awkward way of... Anyway, you say it's awkward. If I hadn't told you, then God had prepared for his children.
Well, he was trying to quote 14th chapter of St. John.
Yes.
But you see...
But now that's also a mystery.
Yes. Yes.
Where it's pain of separation.
That's right.
And Jesus is comforting them.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that he is going to prepare a place for them.
That's it, where I am, there ye may be also.
And if there weren't a place there, he wouldn't go to prepare it.
That's right.
But it's very hard to say. But that's still a mystery.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now, that's the same mystery, isn't it?
It's the same mystery.
But he got it in three ways.
Yeah. But it's the same. All that he's saying up here now, it's the same mystery.
Uh-huh. Well,
you
know,
he said it in three different places, three different ways.
Well, you know, that's right rich, in a way.
Huh?
It's a right rich way he's handling it.
Yes.
He uses, you might say, three different ways of saying it, three scriptures.
Yeah.
He doesn't develop any of them.
No, he just gives them out. And then it's up to the folks to hear him to develop a further thought.
Can they follow him?
Mm-hmm.
Can they follow him?
Yeah.
They can follow him?
I say it is up to the ones who heard him to develop it.
Can they?
No, some of them can.
Preacher Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a nice one. The next one, in this life, the Apostle Paul says we're tent builders.
Yes.
Now I looked up that, and you have a passage there where Paul says in 2 Corinthians that this earthly tent, he's anxious to be rid of that, and he wonders what'll happen to him before he gets to the heavenly tent.
Well, you know, Paul, by profession also, was a tent builder.
Uh-huh.
Earthly tent, and that's where some of that mystery come in there. When he said, when this earthly tabernacle shall give away, I have a building not made with hands, but eternal in heaven.
Yes.
All that's connected in the same thought.
Where does Reverend Williams say, get this, we are pitching tents here and there? He just put that in himself?
Yes. Yeah.
After a while, we see the tent begin to get frail.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. That's an ordinary way of saying it.
Yeah, ordinary way of saying it.
And then the hymn, I'm going to hold God's hand.
Mm-hmm. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Now, these are the words of the song.
Uh-huh. That's in the psalm.
Yeah.
And then in the next one, he's got the same saying, if you hold my hand.
Yeah.
Behold these mountains. You can say to these mountains. That's with faith.
Well, now what you're going to have to do, and you got your paper corrected well,
mm-hmm.
but some of these statements that he made, as you said, and yet it's good, it's good thinking.
Yeah.
He's what we call here repeating himself in a different phrase, but it has the same meaning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has this... What is the thought, Reverend Williams, in this something in a day that Christ shall rise no more and round the throne of God angels and archangels? Now, is that picture in Revelation that is just developed again and again and again?
Yes.
I don't hardly know how to handle that. It's there's very little in Revelation to go by.
Very little.
But it's nice to preach from.
Yes, indeed so. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, it appears to me this Reverend Williams has all those trades, you know. He can put up stone and carpenter.
Yes, yes.
Now, in this thing here, he's almost an artist,
Well, that's what he's been able to do, and that's what he does most of his sermon. You see, he's a stone man, and he's a carpenter. Well, he's a jack of all trades, and a farmer.
Yes. But that would mean he would be practical and logical.
Practical and logical.
But he's anything but that in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's right poetic.
No.
Don't you think so? It's sort of lyric. It sort of sings.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
So in the sermon, he doesn't think like he does in from day to day.
No.
Is that common?
That's common. That's right. I think so.
Well, is that...
I don't know who helped him to... Of course, that isn't in my business, no way. But as we said when you and your wife were here, he's got a good sermon. But there's some places where he left off a word that would have carried a deeper meaning.
Uh-huh.
But we've been able to get all that straightened up, you see.
I don't believe he quite has command of the language for that.
No.
He's, he just hits it. He just hits it in high places. You didn't hear this. I have another one that's very much like it, but I haven't studied it.
Mm-hmm.
It was on another occasion. Well, it didn't, one would take it for a repetition of this.
Yes.
But it's akin to it, you know.
Is that so?
I might look at that sometime.
All right. Be glad to hear.
I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. Everything's all right now?
Hope you feel better.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
then we say, neither thou hast touched our bodies, touched the body of this thy servant particularly. We have recovered from our illness. Thou hast permitted us to put on our clothes, come back to our friends, speak briefly. Thus saith the Lord. Bless the sermon that is given this evening by the Father of the Church, the members of the choir, those in the pew, and our friends who invited us special guest here tonight. The pastor of the church is going through bereavement and himself bodily sick, touching and blessing, healing as such as thy sacred will. Help him to realize, along with being with others, that God is able if we would throw ourselves in this program. Thank you for everything that thou hast given us in the past. What thou art giving us now and what you'll give us in the future, these blessings we are grateful through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. And I'm going to do the night like I always do when he's here. Now you give what you can, but this is a public offering. I always share, and I'm going to do that tonight. Let's move right on quickly.
part of January 12, 1969. Class number 1, $12. Class number 2, $10. Class number 3, $20. Class number 4, $22.25.
Half of my goods are restored unto the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into the world, and certainly we shall carry nothing out of the world. The Lord give, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ye that do truly in us repent of your sins and love and charity with your neighbor. And intend to lead a new life following the commandments of Jesus Christ, walking henceforth in his holy way. Draw near. Just pack it and try ourselves. Make our humble confession to Almighty God by meekly kneeling.
Through the humble confession, please. Almighty God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ,
maker of judge of all men,
the judge of all men,
acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought and word and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of all that is past. Grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sin to
yes.
all them that with heart and repentance and true faith turn unto thee, have mercy upon us, pardon us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Let us observe the prayer of adoration. It is very meet and right and our bounded duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. Therefore, on this night, Lord, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy holy name evermore, praising thee and saying, everybody, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord.
Yes, Lord.
trusting in our own righteousness. But in thy manifold and great mystery, we are not worthy, so as much to gather the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord whose poverty is always to have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Grant us there, O gracious Lord, to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and our bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his blood, and that we may evermore dread in him and he in us.
God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son Jesus Christ to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us tonight, please, Lord. We most humbly beseech thee. Grant that we receive in these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution. In remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night when he was betrayed, took the bread, gave thanks, break it and say, this is my body, broken on Calvary's cross for you for the remissions of sin. Eat it. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup when he'd given thanks and said, this is my blood, spilled on Calvary's cross for you, drank it in my name, till I come again. I come tonight to partake of the body of Christ and this bread. Mighty preserve my soul and my body. Under everlasting life, I drink his blood tonight and remember of his death and passion. Will he come again? Lord's Prayer. Take another chance for another 12 months. God has blessed us to see the first month of this year. We don't know whether we'll make the 12, but we're looking that way. And I join you tonight in the final services for this day. I'm saying, God be with you till we meet again. Arise and go in peace. May the love of God go with you.